So I want to actually talk a little bit about Christmas, because I want to say, who do you say Jesus is? Do you like celebrating your birthday? I do. Who cares? You're another year older. You're another year blessed to celebrate a birthday. We're celebrating the Lord's birthday. And it's exciting. But it's stressful, isn't it? I want to ask a few questions. You haven't got to put your hands up and show what you really think in front of people, but I want to challenge every single one of us in here today. Who really enjoys Christmas? There's some hands going up. Who enjoys it once it's here? More hands going up. Who finds Christmas hard work? More hands. Is there anybody in here, Christian or non-Christian, who dislikes Christmas? Don't really believe that one. I'm sure you like Christmas. And I've loved seeing you waving the flag today. You've done that beautifully. Thank you. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Because sometimes I think we've got a misunderstanding about Christmas. The world's hijacked Christmas. We have materialism. We have secularism. We have everybody trying to sell you their wares. My this is better. My that is better. You need this. You need that. What about a turkey? What about a goose? What about beef? What about Christmas cards? What about your Christmas tree? What about? And I walked through town yesterday, and I watched people as I walked through. I'd got a little bit of shopping to do, and they were all like this. Head down, stamping, scowling, bags laden, and you knew their credit cards were maxed because they were all trying to buy gifts that we really don't need. Things for people. Who knows you've bought the wrong size or the wrong colour for people in the past? Every hand. Who knows that you're going to get things the wrong size or the wrong colour? Yeah, some hands have gone up. My hand didn't, because Terry and I don't buy each other anything now because we get it wrong. Yeah? We give the money away instead. But why am I saying all this? I'm saying Christmas has been hijacked. And God wants you and I this Christmas to have a better understanding. There's more to Christmas than the turkey, the tinsel, the presents. As lovely as that is. So I'm going to ask us all, what are you going to do about Christmas this year? You've got 1 week to Christmas Day. Are you going to change a little bit of your expectation and the way you're handling Christmas because of today? We've seen a wonderful demonstration of the gospel of Christ this morning. We sang about the gospel of Christ. Let's see together this morning if we can have a better understanding of what Christmas truly means. John 3:16 tells us, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever, are you a whoever? I'm a whoever. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Hallelujah. There should be some excitement about that. Let me explain very simply about Jesus. Jesus Christ was God, coming to earth in human form, human flesh, so that he could die that horrendous death on the cross for you and for me, for your sins, for my sins. For the sins of all those who've gone and all those who will come before Jesus returns. Do you know, this is almost too good to be true news, isn't it? Some of you don't think it is. But it is. But it gets even better. It gets even better. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. We know that when we celebrate at Easter. Hallelujah! He rose from the dead. He walked on earth for 40 days. He was seen by more than 500 people. And then he went back to heaven. And guess what? He sent us his Holy Spirit to indwell us, to help us, to lead us, to guide us, to reassure us, to take away our fears, to take away our anxieties, to heal us. What wonderful news is that? So what's your expectation of Christmas this year? I wonder if you know him. Would you like to? Who do you say Jesus is this Christmas? Do you know, if you've given your heart to Jesus, and I think many people in here have, will you radiate the love of Christ this Christmas? Or will you be one of those walking through the town I demonstrated just now, hunched shoulders, scowling, pushing and shoving? Radiate the love, the kindness, the gentleness and the compassion of Jesus to people this Christmas. Do you know a smile costs nothing? Smile. People can't believe it. They look at you and say, "Do I know you?" No, but it's Christmas. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Do you know, in Luke 1:19, when Zechariah heard from the angel Gabriel that his wife Elizabeth was going to have a baby, and we all know that baby turned out to be John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ, Zechariah questioned the word of God that the angel brought to him. He did not believe. He was in doubt. And we know he lost speech until the baby was actually born. Now, in contrast, in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 1, verses 32 to 35, the angel Gabriel brings the word of God to Mary, as we saw demonstrated this morning. He brings that word, and she trusts, and she believes the word of God. She doesn't doubt. She thinks, how can this be possible? But she believes God's word. So I ask you and I again, who do you say Jesus is this Christmas time? Do you believe and trust the word of God? I'm just going to read a bit from the Gospel of John. I'm going to read a little bit from chapter 1. And I think this is quite important to us, because in the Gospel of chapter 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word," and it's a capital W. And that means Jesus, because it's a capital W. So if we read it this way, "In the beginning was the Word," Jesus, "and the Word was God," and the Word, Jesus, was God, "the Word was with God." "He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." That's why I like to see Christmas lights. When I look at all these lights, I don't think, "Oh my word, how much electricity is being used." I think to myself, yes, the light of Christ is lighting up the world. Half the people who put the lights up don't realize, but that's what I think when I see them. What about you? Verse 6, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." We spoke about him just now. "He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe." Nobody's excluded if they choose to believe. Next, verse 8, "He himself was not the light," that's John the Baptist, "he came only as a witness to the light," Jesus Christ. "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to all those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word, Jesus, became flesh, made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace." So as you read that, I'm challenging every single one of us in this room today. Who do I say, who do you say Jesus is this Christmas time? I wonder if you know him. Dr. Lockeridge was saying that just now in that prayer. I wonder if you know him. I wonder, do we all know him this Christmas? Let's see what Peter says in Matthew 16:15. Peter says, when he's challenged by Jesus, Jesus, you are the Messiah. You're the living God. And then in Mark 15:39, we have a non-believer, the Roman centurion who watched Jesus die on that cross. He looked up and he said, as Jesus was dying, surely, surely this man was the Son of God. Who do we say Jesus is? In John 20:28, now remember here, Christ had risen from the dead, and Thomas, good old Thomas, who doubts for us all, who does have doubts at times, everybody, over something or other, but Thomas was the doubter. And I'm so thrilled he's there, because when you have doubts, you can say, Thomas doubted. And Jesus said, Thomas, put your hand in my side, feel the scars and the wounds. Put your hand in my hand and see the scars and feel them. And Thomas did. And Thomas did. Remember, Jesus had risen from the dead. And what did Thomas say? My Lord and my God. Can we all say that this Christmas time? I feel we need to challenge ourselves. Yes, we know many people say to us, Jesus wasn't born on December the 25th, you know. We know that. We know Jesus was probably born in the autumn. But you know, for centuries, the world has celebrated Jesus' birthday, the birth of the Savior of the world, on December the 25th. What a wonderful witness throughout the centuries Christians have to radiate the love of Jesus. Do you know, if you were at our carol service on Friday night, you would have seen the love of Jesus radiated. If you didn't, you missed something absolutely precious. It was awesome. And it was so beautiful for me, because I'd had nothing to do with it, and I just sat there and reveled in it and enjoyed it. It was so enjoyable. But these things are to bring our non-Christian family and friends to, so they can see more about Jesus. That they too can say, what does Jesus mean to me? What am I going to do about Jesus? What am I going to do about Jesus? I just want to conclude by reading something J. John wrote about the wonder of Christmas, because I think as adults, you know, we miss a lot of the wonder of Christmas. We're caught up in the razzmatazz, the materialism, and we all love it. We all love turkey dinner. We all love the friends, the family. We all love this. We all love opening presents. We've all got family traditions, and that's lovely. But somehow, as we get older, just like I said in Felixstowe yesterday, I saw the people bowed over, stomping along, carrying bags, thinking, why have I got to do this, scowling. We lose the wonder of Christmas. And this little few words from J. John sums up the wonder of Christmas. Let me read it to you, because we need to revive the true meaning of Christmas. Wonder is key to Christmas. We find it in the eyes of children as they look into shops, or when they first see their Christmas stocking overflowing with presents. And I'm sure many of our children in here, they've probably had pillowcases rather than stockings. They've had so much presents. Their little eyes have popped out of their heads at Christmas time, and they will again this time. Let me continue. For adults, there's the atmosphere, the wonder of the atmosphere of a candlelit carol service. An impressive display of Christmas lights. Or an inspiring story of someone who has helped others at Christmas? Doesn't it gladden your hearts when you hear of somebody who's helped somebody at Christmas? It just does something inside, doesn't it? You think, yes, lovely. Let me continue. There's also a unique wonder at the beauty of Christ's birth. It's a matter of amazement and awe that God, in all his power, chose to send his son Jesus to earth as a humble, helpless baby in order that he would experience human life fully and would eventually rescue us from darkness. I wonder if this Christmas you know this Jesus we're talking about. Let me continue. We've a lot to learn from children. So often as we grow up, we lose our sense of wonder. Everything is so new for a child, so exciting, so special, so full of endless possibilities and fun. You and I can let ourselves become too easily hardened by pride and life, by our know-it-all attitude. Anybody got that? Seen it all before mentality. Anyone got that? In a similar way, we can lose our wonder at the idea that God would come from eternity into time, from spirit into flesh. Shall we pray? Just bow your heads for a few moments. Father, I thank you that you're here by the power of your Holy Spirit. I thank you for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that we have proclaimed the Lord's gospel this morning. And Lord, I pray that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you'll touch every heart in this place. Warm hearts that have grown cold. Warm hearts that have gone cool. Warm hearts that have never ever thought about asking you into their lives before. Warm hearts, Lord, that have got burdened and bogged down by the stress of Christmas. Lord, warm hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit, that this Christmas, we have a few days to go, this Christmas we can truly say, we're blessed to remembering the birth of the Saviour of the world who died to set us free from sin and death. Thank you, Lord. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. Just keep your heads bowed at the moment. I would just ask every eye to be closed. But if I've touched anybody's heart or the Lord has touched anybody's heart this morning and you would like to chat to me afterwards or chat to somebody in prayer afterwards, we have a proper ministry team of prayers here who would help you, and they'll be over there by that cross on the wall. They'd willingly pray with you, talk to you, answer any questions, as I would, as anybody would in this fellowship. So please don't leave this place and you don't understand or you have a question. Once again I say, Holy Spirit, just touch our hearts in Jesus' name.